fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You'll get more than you expect with McValue at McDonald's. Like deals on your late night go-tos when the party goes till dawn. And savings on their faves. So date night always passes the vibe check. Plus, when the fam shows up for the weekend, you can show out for breakfast.
Buy one breakfast sandwich, add one for a dollar. Only in the app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once a day. Must opt into rewards. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel on this episode of Milan Coast to Coast. Well, Coppa Italia is back. And Milan was not messing around. The mercato is closed, so we had to show off all of our new toys, baby. We got the big game on Saturday against Empoli. And, of course, it's me, Fabio, your boy Gio, coast to coast, live on both sides of the coast here in the United States. We are hot off the press of a big Milan victory. So much we're going to be talking about tonight. If you're in the chat, do us a favor. Super chats are open. Great way to help support the channel. If not, find us on Patreon. If you want to help, the most important thing is make sure you're subscribed, baby. Hit the little notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live. Smash the like button, leave a comment, and share with as many Calcio and Milan fans as you know. Gee, it is Wednesday night. Damn it, I feel like I'm home. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. I'm Fabio, live from Long Island with my partner Gio, live from Southern California, and we are Milan!
Coast to coast, baby!
Booyakasha, baby! You're damn right, we're back in action. Your boys are here. G, how are you feeling this glorious Wednesday night?
I mean, I'm feeling good, Fabio. I'm feeling good. I saw a lot of things I like from the team, some things I didn't like, but and we're in the semifinals. That's something that we can't say for a long time. So, I mean, I'm happy, man.
You know what? Big ups to everybody in the chat, man. It should be a lively night tonight. G, let's get into it. We took on Roma tonight at home, and we come out with the 3-1 victory. Game wasn't really into doubt. We had full control of the first half with two goals by none other than Roma's own Tammy Abraham. Right now, looks like we got the better of the deal. If we're goddamn got salad, we got Tammy. Tammy came through. And full disclosure, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you people. I won't. I won't lie to my boy G. But about 5-10 minutes into this game, I uttered similar words to Tammy is a bum. I can't wait to get rid of this guy. I even started singing one of the Kurva songs, but adding Tammy into it in a way of just saying, I can't wait to get rid of this guy. And boy, did he shut me the fuck up right away, man. Big game for Tammy. What were your thoughts of the first half?
Finally, Dale came to play, man. I mean, two cutthroat passes, you know, cut the defense wide open and stuff like that. So I was glad to see Dale coming back. You know, a lot of positivity right now with everything that happened in the transfer window, Fabio. So I was just glad that, you know, that Dale's getting there. But I'm going to need to see that on Saturday and the games to the end of the season, especially in the Champions League. So I was happy about that. Dale looking good. You know, giving rest to Leao because he's not 100%. We're going to need him to the end of the season. So that was pretty good that we were able basically to win without his presence for most part. So I was happy about that.
Then in the second half, we had a beautiful wave. A beautiful wave. A Milan that damn knows, I don't know when I can remember, being able to put in such quality off the bench with players that were doing, fairly well, carried us in regards of Pulisic. Tammy obviously carrying us this game. So to be able to put in Jimenez, have two Jimenez on the field at the same time, and then a talent of Joao Felix, man, this kid, for the 6 months we have him, could learn to love to play in Italy. And honestly, I'm not saying Kaká or Rui Costa or nothing like that, but the feeling and emotion of having Jimenez and Felix come on, just wow, what a moment. At least, Milan, you wanted to complain, and everybody has. Don't lie to yourself because you know you have, that this management were idiotic, foolish, and they don't spend money. Well, could it be that maybe we have done the right thing? I don't know. A lot of games to be played, but the infusion of talent that came on the field in the second half for a Pulisic who wasn't in the game very much. Tammy, you got your 55 minutes against your former club. You showed up, buddy. But other than that, what were your thoughts in regards of the new people who came on the field today?
The new players. I mean, I'm just saying, like, talent. I mean, Joao Felix, I mean, we know he's had talent since he's 18 years old. It's just like maybe the wrong move to Atletico Madrid and then bouncing around, then going back to Chelsea, going to Barcelona. So basically all clubs except for Atletico who are doing pretty good, all clubs that are like in disarray. And he really wanted to come and play for Conceição, so kudos to him. And he has all the talent in the world, Fabio. He has all the talent in the world. The scouts have said it. It's just now that he just got exposed. That talent's got exposed. The only bad thing is he exploded, bro, and we can't afford to buy him in the summer.
You know what? That's a problem for another day. And yeah, maybe if he wants to stay, this could be a play. Listen, they made a great mention on another podcast that I heard. That honestly, you don't get the $100 million valued player come floating around Milan all the time lately. It hasn't been like that. So to be able to have a guy, even for 6 months, who can, yeah, turn around, go back to Chelsea, but let's just see what we can do with him. If he is a great of a talent as we hope he's going to be, he'll be able to do great things for Milan, get us up into that top five, just show why you deserve to be playing. And, you know, we're going to go through the rest of the players, but it was a good showing overall. I'm encouraged to see what type of team comes out on Saturday. I don't think it's going to be something bad. So I think we can build off this. But let's go into the report card, baby. And this is where everybody in the chat, this is where you come up big, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Help us out with our report card. Me and Gio are going to go through player by player, giving our A, B, C, D, or F. You guys in the chat will pull you on the screen. And sometimes when me and Gio are kind of tired about this, you guys make the difference, baby. All right, G, let's go. Let's start with Mike. Now, Mike has a couple of saves. I don't think he can do anything on the goal, so I don't blame him. He had a save, but he lost the ball. This one was worrisome because it started. Honestly, when I saw this, I was like, Mike, what's going on, man? Our lives are in your hands, and you've got butterfingers? Because in the 23rd minute, he had a ball. I didn't think it was like a rocket, that it needed to slip through the hands, but it didn't. Thank God it went over the bar. But I look at this. He had a good save on Dybala, had a good save on Dybala's free kick as well. Then in the second half, he has a good save on Salad. He makes an awful pass in the 83rd, and then another easy save. So for me, when I look at Mike, I say, you know what? The butterfingers and stuff like that, but I feel like a C is average tonight. I see a lot of Bs in the chat. Sergio saying B, Italian Mike saying B, Frank saying B, Patrick B did the job. So I ask you, bro, am I wrong to say it was just an average performance from Mike? Because I saw some butterfingers. I saw a little mistake on the field. Mikey's saying D. He's going D plus. You know, I don't like those pluses or minuses. Wuxi saying C. Renee B. What do you say, man, on Mike?
I mean, now that he has the armband, Fabio, he's got to be a leader. And then I guess when we were up 1-0, I think it was that Pasili shot that, whoa, it almost went in there.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give him a D, Fabio, because if he's the captain, he got to be to a higher standard, bro. And you can't let those passes. That was like he was supposed to catch it, but it almost went in. Good thing, like, the wind was blowing or something.
Imagine a howler like that. And, like, are you kidding me? No way. No way. Maybe D is a little too fair. I think D is a little too harsh. I think C is fair. You want to give him the D. That's why. All right, let's move on. We'll go to Walker now. Walker, what's your thoughts on Kyle Walker?
You know what? Like, I like about Kyle Walker, man. I feel like we're defensively there. I mean, I told you, Fabio, that his offensive game ain't there, but I just like it. I feel like we feel like, we still have laps in concentration, but I just feel that we feel more comfortable with him. He's always yelling. He's a leader on the pitch. Look how many trophies he's won in the Premier League. I think he left with 19 trophies. He left with six Premier Leagues. He left with a Champions League. So this guy is a winner. And you know what? Like, a lot of people would come to Italy from England, and they don't usually do good, but he's doing good, and he's being a leader. And what I liked about him, Fabio, is the physicality. And that's what I liked about last game too. We're not going to get into last game, but in the derby, he showed me the physicality. He showed me that he's willing to lay something on you to know I'm here, baby, and we're going to be here for the long ride. And that's what I like. He's not afraid to get stuck in, you know, and that's what English players are known for. So,
wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies.
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist. Don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little. A little. And even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has durable, high-coverage paint for every job, every time. Made for more. Valspar. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about saving time and money on your next job with Valspar Signature Paint. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.
Listen, I think Kyle Walker's been solid, bro. Mm-hmm. He's head and shoulders above any of the right backs we've had in the last couple of years. So this is a major improvement. How people could have doubted Walker, a player of this caliber coming from such, like, listen, he wasn't some bum. He was the captain over there too. So he shows leadership. This is what you need from your defenders. Like, not everybody needs to be a Theo Hernandez who's trying to score, trying to be attacking. Mm-hmm. Kyle Walker is perfectly fine moving the ball, keeping the back line nice and neat, and making the key interceptions when he needs to. He's not sloppy at all. So I'm giving him a B as well. A lot of people going B to A. They're happy with that. So let's say Tomori score now. What do we got? Yeah, and Walker hit the bar too. And he had a great header, man. Walker was pretty good. You know, that's why I'm going B. But all right, so Tomori, what's your thoughts on Tomori?
I think with Tomori and his partner, like, they didn't want to get sold, Fabio. He didn't want to go to Tottenham and become a loser. He knows what this club's about. You know, and I really feel that ever since that he was on the transfers list, he's proven it. Now, tomorrow, I need you to do this for the rest of the year. And then I also need you to do it for as long as you're wearing the red and black. I don't need you like to like, oh, we're going to force you out to put that pressure on you. You know, you just need to perform. I'm going to give him a B, Fabio. Aggressive, cutting through passes. I mean, you know, ever since the transfer, he said, I don't want to go wear that shit white. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm staying here. I mean, good pasta. I'm looking at beautiful women.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And, you know, and stuff like that. So that's what he's thinking.
See, I have this. This is my, like, conundrum. I have him in a B, but I see a lot of people saying A. And then I look at my notes. Good interception. Good block. Good interception. Good interception. Great work to stop a counterattack. Great block in the 40th minute. And then I keep going. A great tackle on El Shaarawy. Like, this guy made plays, bro. So I was going to go B. That's initially what I have him. But I have to give, I think, an A because he had nothing to do with the goal. I don't think he wasn't. That couldn't have been his guy. So I'm giving Tomori an A. See, lost over. I don't think that was Tomori. I think that's Pavlovich and Deos on that side. When you watch it, they're the two that should be marking him. Tomori.
Whoa, like, Spencer giving you that California grading.
Oh, man. See. All right. So, all right. I'm going. You said what on
Tomori? S&B. S&B.
I'm going A. So we'll split the difference. Spencer's going crazy. It's C. We'll say B and we'll go with that. All right. Pavlovich, what do you think?
Pavlovich worth $100 million now, man. I'm starting
what? To believe that. $100 million?
Good derby, good thing. I think aggressive, but he's gonna learn, Fabio. I think Pavlovich, I'm not gonna say that he's gonna be like this player, but you guys remember Pepe from Real Madrid, and then he's now playing at Porto, right? That's the aggressiveness. He could become that, you know, aggressive, keep out, you know, full concentration, but he has to have the full concentration because that's what Pepe has. Even at his age right now, 40, he's still performing at a high level in your European competition. So if he could follow suit with that, and that was Conceição's man. He brought him in at 37 to Porto. Everybody thought he was done. He played a hell of a series versus Arsenal last year. So if he could be that, he just needs to I think Pavlovich is too aggressive sometimes. He needs to relax.
Yeah, he wants to distribute the ball really badly. And he's very, like, attack-minding. Like, Bastoni's kind of like that. Bastoni be doing a lot of great shit.
He's trying to be like California.
Come on, bro. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. You want to do it. But do it well, motherfucker. But know how to defend. You know what I'm saying? I'm going Pavlovich. I have him at a C. Just because I think he's slightly responsible for the goal. And of the two, I thought Tomori was the better. So if I'm giving him a B, then the other one's got to be C. Average performance, I think he's half responsible for the goal. I would have gave him a B. That half goes back, you know. All right, so let's go Deo Hernandez now. Deo, 2 assists today. He was shit on one play, on a 5-on-2. There's a great moment where I believe who's pushing the ball. I think it's... Is it Jimenez?
Is it Jimenez?
Jimenez. And he gets it to Deo, but Deo, like, I don't know, it hits off the back of his heel and he like hits it backwards or something like that. Totally fucks up a play. But he has 2 assists. Let me see what he did in the second half.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies.
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly. You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Bad defense, I thought. Half responsible for their goal. Shit pass on a good run. put in a decent block of work on a corner with Felix. Them two had some good chemistry there. He had a decent chance on a free kick. I feel like Dale, because of the two assists, I would give him an A, but that possibly being half responsible for that, the goal that they gave up, I'm going to go B.
I think he had a great game, Fabio, but...
All right, because you always shitting on him, bro. When he does good, you got to give him flowers. That's why I'm giving him B. One slip up, that's it. What are you going to say? You're going to say something reckless. Oh, it's a D. He should have done something else.
This is his best game. This is his best game so far, Fabio.
It has been.
It's going to give him a... he should have been an A, but since he caused that goal, then he's going to be back down to B. So big down to B. But I need to see this for the rest of the season.
What a stat. No cards for the night. That's true.
Yeah, so I need to see this for the rest of the season. Him and Leao, you know, they need to figure it out. So, I mean, hopefully this is more to come because we're going to need it. We need to push that for that fifth place. If everybody knows, we need Champions League football, whether you like ownership or management or whatever, we always need Champions League of football just so we could keep our players. Because if not, they're going to want to leave, you know. So it is what it is. So, yeah, Theo, but I need more.
What about our midfield? Let's go Musa now. We'll start with Moose. Moose has been driving me crazy. This game, a bit of the same. A bit of the same with Musa. He makes a couple of decent runs. Let me see what I have here. Shit pass into the box in the first half. Second half, he's a little more lively. Decent work on the ball in like the 61st minute. Drives the ball, but again, nothing really comes from it. Shot on target in the 65th minute. A terrible cross in the 66th. And he does well in possession again around towards the end, right before he subbed off. So I feel like Musa, I have him at a C. What about you?
I think they're going to have to figure out who you want to defend. And I think Musa could go ahead and do that to defend. So to be honest, but I'm going to give him a C, bro, because his lack in concentration probably was not good at all, bro. Like, no. not concentration, like in the final third, boy. Imagine if Musa was a shooter for JFK, he'd still be alive, to be honest with you. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, that's what I'm saying because, boy, he can't even make a 1 foot pass. Like, the guy's next to him, like right here. And then, no, he got to launch it like 50 yards. And then he wanted to throw up his hands. But, yeah, Musa, I think Fofana is going to have to be the one that can pass because he's shown it. And I think Musa is going to have to be that six. Just recovering balls and then giving it to Tajani and give it to Fofana. I think they have to change that position. The manager has to do that because that really hurts us because we're in the final third, and then that could be happening in Champions League. We're going against Man City, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, and we can make it to the final. And then Musa has to make a pass, and you know that's going to fail. So they're going to have to switch his position, but I'm going to give him a C. He's a workaholic.
I think C is fair. Let's go Fofana now. So Fofana. Now, again, Fofana's been one of our workhorses. You know, constantly having to be in the lineup. We can't afford this guy to be out. Today, Fofana. What do I got on my sheet here? I got barely anything for Fofana. He has one good shot in the second half, and he gets a shot blocked in the first half, one good shot in the second half. That's it. Honestly, feel like a C. Average, very average. Just doing the dirty work. That's right. It's like Christy's saying, doing the dirty work. Saying D. Fofana was poor. All right, so what say you on Fofana, man? I'm going C.
Fofana is exhausted. Fofana is exhausted, and he be doing some stupidity sometimes, holding the ball too much. I'm going to give him a D, Fabio, and then I'm gonna call out the manager. I need Warren Bondo to start on Saturday. I know it's a must.
Was this motherfucker even healthy? What you mean he's starting on Saturday? I thought he wasn't even 100% yet.
Bro, oh my God, we buying players? Okay, so.
No,
okay.
Well, they knew that. This is not breaking news. I'm pretty sure this motherfucker wasn't ready. Bondo's injured. That's right. See?
Oh my
007, God. Bondo. Warren Bondo. I like it. 007. You know, I was going to make a Bond joke, and now that's what I'm calling him. When we refer to Bond, we're talking 007, all right? When James Bond gets in the field, then I will talk about him. Right now, He's not even 100%. Thank you, Galliani, for that one. All right. So
when's he coming back?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll see. Maybe this week, maybe next week. Who fucking knows? But let's move on. Let's move on. Let's worry about the players that did play. All right, TG. What's your score on TG?
I'm going to give him an F, man. He didn't really look too...
He's an adjusted. F?
Yeah.
Bro. Come on.
Tell me what he did.
He did the dirty work, bro. The dirty work.
He's not supposed to do the dirty work. He's Cam, bro. He's Cam. He's an attacking player. Look at Nick. And shout out my brother Nick, man. He know what I'm saying. I know I'm going too harsh, but he's exhausted. But, hey, he's supposed to be.
My boy is scoring, bro.
Oh, I know. He got pushed.
He didn't know what to do. He had it. Thank God that shit was offside, so it don't count.
Yeah,
you can't hold it against him.
But I think exhausted, Fabio. That's why I'm giving an F, because he's exhausted. He's on E, bro.
Bro, so you're telling me if a guy comes into your class, he's so tired, he puts his head down on the table, you're failing him right away? You don't feel sympathy for this guy? This guy must be working all night. What if his family got him doing, working? No. F, right? How dare you sleep in my
class? They going to jail. You can't put no kids to work. Fabio, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. All right, let's go on. I think you're crazy. I'm going C for Tijani. It's average performance, average. All right, Jimenez starting on the right side. So let's talk Jimenez. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Look, I'm going to say it, man. Don't get used to having Jimenez. This guy is on crack, like the Spanish people say. And I think him being able to play right back, left back, and still do like an offensive thing. The only thing he has to work is on the final third, and he has to read the game right, you know, pass it, because he had a chance that he was supposed to pass it, but no, he wanted to go for glory. But the kid, he's special, Fabio. I think he's special, and it's sad that we finally started to see him. We should have seen him last year. We should have integrated him, but it's just crazy. But he just needs to do better in the final third. But, bro, even Longo and all these reporters are saying, like, bro, he's special. So I just hope we don't lose him. But I'm going to give him a B, Fabio.
Yeah, I think B is fair, man. I had Jimenez at a C because I felt like he had a few moments that he should have done better.
He did a Musa, basically. He did a Musa. Yeah, but that's just him being young and not being able to read the game right. He still got the La Liga mindset. This is Serie A tactics galore.
I had him at a C. I had him at a C, honestly. I think he's been doing good, and I love that he can play, you know, right wing, left back, right back. When the kid's out there, he's not afraid. He's out there to ball. So that's what I'm talking about. But I got him at a C. Sorry. All right. What say you about, let's go the other side, Pulisic, Captain America. Remember, Captain America comes out next week.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day. So,
let's
go,
baby.
You know, spray the Lysol on the movie theaters because you know it's going to be popping and on Valentine's Day. They're going to be popping it for a goon. But that's not, you know, that's not Captain America, Fabio, bad to me. But I think that he didn't come back from the injury 100%. I think he pushed himself, Fabio. So I'm gonna give him a D on that. But he just looks exhausted, Fabio. But that's on him. Oh, look at Spencer say M for missing. Ouch.
Oh man. I think Pulley C is a fair grade. That's what I have. People saying C, maybe D. Pulley D. Yeah, I mean, look, Pulisic didn't have a great game. He did have a nice cross that Tomori couldn't do anything with. But other than that, I mean, I think he's just tired, bro. He's tired.
Jimenez got to start on the weekend, Fabio, to cover him, to be honest.
All right, so let's go. Let's give him some shine, baby. Tammy Abraham, what we got?
Hey, man, took his chances, Fabio. Took two good chances. He made it. I thought he was going to mess up, but, you know, that's what a striker needs to do. Two good chances, put it in the back of the net, and that's it. Murder, she wrote. Remember that song, Fabio? Murder, she wrote.
Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
So, yeah, Tammy A.
I'm 100% lockstep. There's not even a question about who our top is. It's Abraham the whole way. All right, let's go through our subs. All right. First one, Jimenez. With the Jimenez on the field, that was awesome.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies.
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly. You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No!
The Wells
Fargo. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. Visit WellsFargo.com/ActiveCash. Terms apply.
But what's your grade on Jimenez? Is how much time did he have today? Like 31
minutes.
31 minutes? Yeah. What you got?
He got the assist, Fabio, but what I've seen from him, now he knows that he's not in Netherlands because he had two opportunities, but they stole the ball from him quick. But that's just timing issue, like to be like, okay, this is how many seconds I have. Maybe in Netherlands, I had like 5 seconds, but now here in Serie A, I only got two. So he's just going to have to cut that out. But I'm going to give him a B, Fabio. I think he's bringing up the spirits for the people. He got the assist. He looked more lively than Morata ever did.
Hell yeah. And he wasn't on the floor dying for a call. Yeah. So I love him. I got him at a B2. All right, let's go. It's Starboy time. João Felix. What's your grade, bro? I got him at an A.
Man, João Felix, man, always had the talent. Now, hopefully he explodes, man, and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of people saying that if he explodes, we could be dreaming of number 8. But I don't know. I'm not going to get too carried away.
Fell in love with a stripper.
Felix, man, that finish too. Like, that's just like, you know, he took it, boom, dinked it over him. A for Felix, man. And that's good. See, now you see, now we got the talent.
You're crazy.
We start with Tammy. We bring in Jimenez. He gets an assist after Tammy gets 2 goals. This is a talent that we need. Pulley comes out. Then, you know, we bring on Felix. It's just crazy. Man, this is what we need, Fabio, because before we were bringing in Chukwueze. You know, we was bringing an overweight Okafor. You know, at least these guys are fit and ready to go. So that's the difference. So A for Felix, man.
Hell yeah. Felix was a beautiful shot in the arm. I thought when he came on the field, they really played well. He had a great rapport with Deo. Just imagine. Even Raven says it in the chat. Just wait until they play Felix with Pulisic and Leao. With Jimenez, all of them together, it is going to be dangerous. Dangerous. We got guys that want the ball. We have guys that want the ball and could do great things with it together. Let's go Leao. I thought Leao, listen, he came on, what was it? What time?
Like 73rd or something?
73rd, right? You were supposed to come on to finish the game, but I don't know. Leao, he looks like he just didn't really do anything. When he's getting, again, he hasn't found that form. You would have loved that he would have came in with 10, 15 minutes and did something. But I have him at a D, bro.
Yes, you know, I have him as an incomplete, Fabio, incomplete. Yeah. He got to take the course next summer because I don't know what he came to do. I don't even know why he showed up to class. Look, class started an hour late. Oh, am I late? Remember who said that? But, yeah, that's what he did. He showed up. A class an hour and 30 minutes. He came in an hour mark. Like, bro, what are you supposed to do about that, bro? You get an incomplete. Come back tomorrow and take the test. So, yeah, incomplete.
All right, so new guy, Ricardo Sotil. He, Italian. We got an Italian. We actually picked one up. He gets an NA. He literally came on like the 89th minute. They just wanted him to get him out there. All right. Let's go now. All right, Jake. With this victory, who's your top flop here? Top flop. Top, my obviously.
Top, My top is gonna be Abraham. My flop, I don't know. I'm gonna give it to Fofana.
Fofana.
I didn't want to be double harsh on Tajani, giving him an F and then giving him the flop.
I mean, the F is pretty bad, bro. That would be your worst grade. I don't have no Fs on my shit. My worst would probably be Pulisic. Pulisic could have done a little better this game. He was a little too out of it. Didn't really do anything. Yeah, see? Abraham and Pulley. That's the best way to go, honestly. Flop Pulley. No. Oh, that's right. My bad. Conceição. What's your grade on him, bro?
Hey, Conceição, man. I mean, he trusting the guys. He knows when to bring him in. So that's I'm going to say. And he's got the – now he's getting the best out of Tomori, who was about to be out the door. Another guy, Pavlovich, who was about to be out the door, he's getting the best out of him. So I got to go with A, to be honest with you, Father. See, the Raven is even agreeing with me for Fofana, flop of the match.
Yeah. Coach A, Tammy top flop. Was there really a flop yet? This game doesn't feel like it, but somebody gave up a goal, and I don't like that. So somebody's got to pay for that shit. But I'm going to go Pulisic. I just thought Pulisic wasn't that great. Coach was good. He made good substitutions. We didn't need Leao. We didn't need Leao at all. We were able to play well. This team is an inferior team. That's why they are in ninth place. We should not be in eighth place. We are stupid. So, you know. Oh, here we go. Jeez, you see this? The clowns are out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's go now to who could be waiting after, right? The possible semifinal. Now, on our side of the bracket, we await the winner of Lazio and our snake-headed cousins. So do we want the short bus kids or the people with the penis implants? Who do we want, G? Do you want the Falconer or do you want Lord Figo? Which one? Is there a preference?
You know what? I think Lazio going to get it done, man. And Inter don't want to see us. Inter don't want to see it. You see what Taram said, right? This team is different. They more physical. They hungrier. So they already, we probably want to face Inter again. We're going to smoke them. And you want me to get the shorties right now and start up in here? That's what we're going to do. But I think Lazio going to get them. I think Lazio is going to try to go to the final for the trophy. Hey, man, Lord Figo, I'm good, baby. I go back to the best country in the world. El Salvador got it unlocked, so I'm good, Lord Figo. Don't worry. I got my
don't pay any attention to him.
No, but I think Lazio, I don't know. I have a feeling, Fabio, that Lazio going to get it done. I think they're going to get it done. I mean,
you know. Yo, something. We have the potential, right? And this all falls on us actually winning things. If we defeat Feyenoord or whatever the hell that team's called. How do you pronounce that shit? Feyenoord. If we are able to defeat them, we have a possibility of being drawn against Inter in the next round of the Champions League, while possibly having to face them in the next round of the Coppa Italia to get to the final. So you have a potential of having four more games against Inter in the next 2 months. I mean, what are we actually aiming for that? Because I'm not going to sit here. All right, you know me. I rah-rah on the day of. I will get you hyped, make you believe we could beat anybody. But it's when you look at the facts of the games, Milan is clearly the inferior club. They are. When Inter starts playing and they finish their chances, they have multiple chances that they should have scored this past weekend. They just didn't. Sometimes luck is not on your side. But we have the balls and the belief that we have certain talents that together we can, for some reason, overcome this Inter. I can't believe after 5-6 defeats in a row, Fonseca turned this around for Conceição to get us now where we are confident. Two goals down, fuck you. We'll come right back. Don't worry about it. So for me, I don't know. I kind of relish it. I don't think it's good for anybody's blood type or blood pressure, should I say. It's not good because Inter is a quality club. But I don't know, G. Do you think, I mean, the Coppa Italia, that's the one that I feel like if we draw them because they defeat Lazio, we don't play that until April. And this Inter team is pretty solid. So I feel with three competitions all going, maybe they'll sacrifice a Coppa Italia game and play a weaker, weaker. I mean, they still have a good roster, but I don't know. I want it. There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Daryl. That's exactly my mentality. Fuck these guys. Do you imagine if we go on a run where we get seven times, we get the better of them? Not losing a game, tying and winning. They just can't get over the Milan hump for this season. That would be remarkable. So I don't know, G, am I crazy?
Nah, Fabio, I want them. I don't care. They scared of us now. Look at the talent that we have, Fabio. We got Felix now. We got all these other teams, you know. Scudetto's important, but we made you drop 2 points. So that's what it is, man. I mean, at the end of the day, Fabio, I don't care about the stress. This is why we support Milan, Fabio. And it's time for us to dog walk them.
I agree, bro. I agree. I don't run from my problems. I run towards them. So let's fucking go, baby. No, I am not an Islanders fan. I am a Devils fan. Thank you very much. All right, G. We're playing Empoli this weekend. Let's get to that one. So Empoli, where is Empoli in the stands? I didn't even look. But what's your thoughts on this game Saturday? You're 9 a.m., so it's pretty early for you. What you got?
Fabio, I mean, I think this is the hardest game. Like, we've been playing, I don't know, we play good versus top teams, and then we get to like a relegation side, and
this is where we struggle.
This is where we struggle, man. I'm not even looking for like a smasher, man. I just want a 1-0 win, clean sheet, and then we go into Wednesday's game in the Champions League, and then we take care of Feyenoord, Nord, and then we move on from there, to be honest with you. So this is what I want to see. This is, I think I'm glad that Walker's here because he's going to show the physicality. I think if we put the physicality on Empoli, then I think we'll be able to win at least 1-2-0. We're not going to slack them because we're not there yet. Once we put that WD-40 on this team and it starts purring, bro, watch out for us because the talent going to be crazy. They said we got Leal, we got Pulley. We're going to have Felix, who has all the talent in the world, but he hasn't exploded just yet. And then Santi Jimenez, he's always had talent, but, you know, he's been questioned. So that's what we have, Fabio. And then we got Tijani, we got Theo, we got – so, I mean, to me, for this game, is Fabio, is just go in there, win. I don't care how we get the 3 points, and let's just get it, man, to be honest with you. It's just going to take physicality and then just effort to beat this team. And then that's sometimes that we don't have with these lower teams, you know, like Empoli, yeah. Hellas Verona. We're always making stuff difficult. So let's just get the 3 points, Fabio.
Man, I this is an 8-16 clash. This is clearly a team that Milan should defeat. And if they cannot pull out a victory against a club like this, no, Empoli's not doing great. Hold on. Let me see what their latest run of form is, honestly, because when I look at a team like this, these are usually the games that we struggle. You know, you don't want to see that this weekend. You want to see a Milan who's taking the next step. So who do you hope to be your starters here, man? What do you want to see in regards to this weekend starting 11?
Walker, we got Gabia, not Gabia, he's injured. We got Tomori, Pavlovic, Dale Hernandez.
Gabia is not injured. He's returned from injury. Only Loftus-Cheek and Royal and Florenzi are on injury.
Oh, shit. Florenzi, so wasn't he supposed to come back already? Goddamn, Florenzi. But anyways, but
saying mid-April.
I really think, and then we had to go with unless you want to put Felix in and change him from Tijani. But, I mean, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. But But maybe just go with the same midfield. No, I'd rather, you know what? I'm going to go Fofana. I'm going to go Tajani. I'm going to go Felix. Then I'm going to go Pulisic on the right. I'm going to go Leao. And then I'm going to go with Tammy because I think he earned it after today. Santi, he is our big signing. He's going to get time. But I think you can't just like shit on Tammy and be like, okay, we just needed you for today's game and then not give us or give him that spot to be.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Give him Menez. Again, work him in. Give him 30, 35 minutes, you know. See what Abraham could do.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Empoli. Winless in their last five games. Three losses, two draws. So no reason to believe Milan can't get the necessary 3 points that we need. So I'm looking at this one. I would like to see. You have to reward a good performance. So Tammy should start, right? But I would go Pulisic, Felix, and Leao. Play Tajani and maybe sub him out early, but play Fofana the whole game. And then go Musa. And hopefully, you know, if Bondo can play by then, I don't know if he'll be healthy. But...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Maybe you will because he's technically not on that list, bro.
So that picture, he has to play because he's not on Champions League list. So you're telling me this motherfucker was kicking the ball today and all that, and he's injured? And when you injure, you need to sit down? This is not what I'm understanding, but yeah. So we just need to see Fabio. But 3 points is a must, Fabio. We don't get the 3 points this time, then everything that we did on Monday and stuff like that, it goes out the window, to be honest with you.
Let me see. Bondo doesn't – maybe he will be back. I thought he was injured. He was definitely –
How do you do a medical without injury, though?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. But I don't see anything that's saying that he's going to be out at the moment. But we'll see. But I would like to see one of the guys get some rest. We have a huge game on Wednesday. So – You know, it's good that they're playing this game Saturday, too. At least gives an extra day rest before. But Empoli, come on, man. This should be a game you're able to get through fairly easy. Dominate your opponent. We need 007 back. So, G, what's your prediction on the score, bro?
I'm going 2-0, Fabio, because I can't give him more than other than that. And we're away on the road. So, I mean, I'm going to go... Yeah, I'm going to go 2-0, Fabio. I think 2-0? We get it. Yeah, 2-0, and then we take it to Wednesday.
They agree, 2-0. I like 2-0. I would hope an Empoli club, these new guys. Let's go out, man. I want to see a 4-0 banger. See Felix get on. See Menez get on. See Leao get on. Maybe Pulisic get on. You know, maybe Tammy's provider. This game gets Pulley on the board, gets Leao on the board, Felix gets on the board, sub any menace, he gets on the board. 4-0. How you doing? That's what I'm going with. All right, G. Do we have any questions? Anybody in the chat? I don't even remember. I didn't see.
You started one.
Should we be worried about Pulisic from Edwin Ortega? Ciao, guys. Should we be worried about Pulisic? Are there too many personalities in the locker room now for him? Forza Milan. What do you think, bro?
Nah, I think he, Captain America, he's been playing great since he got here and stuff like that. So I think this is the opportunity. Now we're really going to see what he's made of. But I don't think he's been playing good because I think he was rushed back by the injuries because, you know, Chukwueze go getting injured by not doing nothing, sitting on the bench and going to the strip club in Italy and throwing 100,000 in the strip club. Like, that's how Chukwueze got injured. Like, let's be honest. How are you going to get injured? You don't play. So I think I think once we start resting him, he starts recuperating 100%, we're going to see the best Pulley. And remember, guys, Pulley doesn't have to play good the whole game, but he gets a chance and he puts it in the, he puts him in the net, and that's all we need from him. That's when it's world class. So, yeah, man. So Pulley, he gonna be all right. He gonna be all right. He knows that this is his last opportunity. Like, this is a last opportunity for a lot of guys, even Felix, to be honest with you. Have all the talent in the world. Well, we're not saying that a Pulley. We know that he has talent, but the way that they were talking about Felix, he was supposed to be the next CR7. So now it's time for us to see if we can explore his talent. And then with Pulley, he just needs to get at 100%. I think Pulley's like at 60 right now because, we're getting injuries out of nowhere. So Pulley going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
You better believe it, baby. All right. Coming close to the end of the show here, G. Parting shot time. What you got, baby?
Hey, man. Parting shot, man. I just want to say shout out to my club, Milan Club SoCal. I just want to say it was a great experience. We got a new bar called the Springbok. It's in Van Nuys, California. It's a little bit farther, but it was good. Good vibes. A lot of people showed up for the derby, and it was just an amazing experience to have them cater to us. Shout out my brother Spencer, he was there, man. And then shout out to all the clubs that were on the Paramount things. I'm a member of Milan Club Boston, so shout out my club Boston too. Shout out to all them, New York, Boston. They put a lot of, not just because they my people, not just because Fabio's there and Mark Stroop was one of my guys and stuff like that. They've been putting in the groundwork and making sure the club is known, and they always are welcoming. Especially like in Boston, they always say Boston's a hard city, which it is, but they always are. And you go in the club and they always have that arms open and love you. So shout out to everybody. And I just want to say thank you for always coming, support. I play Pookie Bear Cardi, Bobby Cardi, man. Shout out to you, Lord Figo.
Why you call him Pookie, man?
I don't know. I was thinking,
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this.
Italian Mike, Spencer, Levon Youssef, everybody that's always in the chat, man.
Including our little snake friend.
Anwar.
He always comes to the chat.
Yeah. Anwar, Wooks of Game Central, AC Sergio, Ricardas, Christy Zecco. That's the first time I've seen the name. Facebook Frank. This guy's always here supporting us. Just want to say thank you, Nick, thank you for coming and always supporting it. And, we just appreciate everything, man. This is like therapy for us, especially when Milan does bad. So thank you guys for always.
Gee,
what happened?
You think we're going to have ice come down on you?
Nah, I got my passport, Figo, man. I got the passport, man. I'm an American citizen, man.
Born Figo, man. Watch out. Listen, guys, my
I was born Kaiser, all right? Figo.
Oh, man. Guys, first and foremost, my shout out always is towards my club and our great venue, Football Factory and Legends Bar on 33rd and 5th Avenue. Go check out the club. 12 o'clock, perfect time to be in Manhattan. Saturday, Empoli, Milan. It's going to be a great thing. Second best atmosphere to experience besides being at the San Siro. I wonder if anybody else. Oh, I screwed myself. I wonder if there's anybody else playing at that time, but it doesn't really matter because the Milan club is the best to be there with. IG.
FA Cup weekend, Fabio, so nobody gives a fuck about those games. Gives a
fuck about FA Cup. All right, listen. I got something, all right? Listen.
Cardinala fito de butana.
Listen, there's a lot of hate out there, all right? We all don't believe in management. We all don't believe in the ownership. We seem to buy into the coach. No, he's quality. No, we have some quality players. But they just have to mesh together. And I could say, I'm only looking at one game. But it's not when everything is going well, right? It's when things are going bad. That's where people show you who they really are. So when they start to course correct and make the correct choices in replacing a coach, going and getting players that they know to achieve the goal that they've been fucking up the whole time, I have to give them some flowers. You have to. Going and picking up Felix, even if it's for 6 months, could be something monumental for the future. I'm not 100% sure it will be the future, but let's think positive right now, because from what I saw in 20, 30 minutes, makes me think, damn, man, we might have a world-class talent now on top of the other world-class talents we have around, if we can just mesh together. And if things go well, and we could climb ourselves out of the pit of despair that is so low on the table up into at least fifth place. So in case we get that Champions League spot, we get in. I want to see people out there. I want to see people give a little love to the ownership. You wonder if things start to go well and we progress in the Champions League, we progress in Coppa Italia, if there will be chance to please, Jerry, stay. Please, Jerry, stay. You know what? Your boy Zlatan is making calls, making moves. Let's make shit happen, baby. You know what? I don't believe that. There's a lot to be shown. And these players could be here just for 6 months, and we're back to square one. If these people are clowns, like they've been the whole time, and make Conte Sao so crazy, and the whole environment is so crazy, that a quality coach goes, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'd rather go somewhere else than stay here. Then I'll be like, okay, I've had enough. People got to go. Zlatan too. Sell the club. Everybody's got to go at that point. But if things go well, I don't know, bro. I just hope people are this outspoken when things go well, not just when everything's going bad. That's just me, bro. That's just me. You know what, Figo? You can't kill my hype, buddy. The hype is real. We are progressing to the final four of the Coppa Italia. Bologna will play whoever the hell Juve's playing, which will probably lose. So it's going to be Bologna, Juve on the other side, and possibly Milan, either Lazio or Inter. I see another championship in our future. Bring on the stakes. Bring on the stakes. G, any final words before we peace out?
Oh, shout out, Andon. To me, Andon, I think we lift Coppa Italia, we make top four, and we make semifinals of the Champions League. It's an okay season. Not redeemable, but I think we could live with that as fans. And then we go into the summer. You know, we needed another midfielder, which is Ricci, check. And then like a center back that's young on the cusp of world class that nobody knows about him. And then we'll be all right. And then just getting in depth. Is there free agents in Serie A? You know, sign them up. But I don't think the season's redeemable because, you know, if Inter win again, then it's going to be 21 and we're at 19. So that we can't take that. But I think semifinal Coppa Italia and we qualify for Champions League. It's an okay season because as Milan fans, we expect more. We expect Scudetto. We expect Champions League. And that's what I'm saying.
I think if we can pull out.
Whoa. As I swerve in the corner,
if this team could get to fourth or fifth place and somehow get a Coppa Italia victory, two trophies in one season, and at least getting back into Champions League for next year, listen, it's going to be a hard test, man. Whether we get Inter, whether we get Arsenal, it's going to be a tough bet to get to the next round. So I don't know. I feel like fourth or fifth, and give me that Coppa Italia, baby. Get me that Coppa Italia. That's what I want. All right, G. Say goodnight to everybody. We'll see you guys when, G? Next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
next Wednesday, baby. Check
Can
it
I
out.
Say one more thing before we go?
Of course.
Chaganaglu, fito de butana.
Chaganaglu, fito de butana. Like it on that. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Make sure you subscribe so you get up to date with all of our videos. Peace out, everybody. Good night. Forza Milan!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.